Hi, I'm Marty McKenzie with His Love Ministries. Welcome to the Least of These podcast. We reach out to those the world has forgotten. If you'd like to know more about us and how you can donate to help us fulfill our mission, go to hisloveministries.net. Thank you very much and God bless you. So he says here, it's a new commandment, which thing is true in him and in you. Because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. That's the last part of verse 8. Think about this, guys. The Old Testament, there was a lot of stuff people just didn't understand, right? And somebody said in the Old Testament it was concealed, in the New Testament it was revealed. There were a lot of things that pointed to Christ in the Old Testament, and it all pointed to Christ ultimately, but to understand it, they didn't understand it completely, right? There were mysteries and all kinds of things that were in there, but until Christ shows up, those things aren't understandable. Till the new covenant comes and we see Christ dying on the cross, it was not completely understood. But once the Holy Spirit came and Christ did what he did, and he spoke the things he spoke and did the things he did, there was a new understanding, right? There was a darkness in the Old Testament of understanding. But Jesus brings this light into the world. He's the light of the world, right? And he brings this light and he helps us understand the things that we didn't understand. And he brings us light, which is, you know, that light which saves people, changes people. And John 1:5, he says, God is light, and that light is the life of men. And what's he talking about? He's the holiness, the purity, the righteousness of men, and that light is the salvation. He's talking about that light is salvation. Jesus is salvation. And he talks about that true light is already shining. So in other words, in the darkness is being overcome. What he's saying is because Jesus has come and people are beginning to change because Christ has come and did what he did. The world is changing. Some people are changing. And those people, the darkness is passing out of their life. The evil and the wickedness and all those things are passing out of his life. And things are changing. Now, I'm not saying the world's not getting better, because it's definitely right now getting worse and worse and worse. But what I'm saying is that there's a people in the world that their lives change, and the darkness is passing away out of our lives, and we begin to love more and more and more, right? And as we change, and he says in 1 Thessalonians 5:5, you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. He talks about those that get drunk at night. Those that steal at night. Those that do wickedness, do it at night. But we're not of the night, right? If we know Christ. Amen. So, those who walk in the light practice love. And those who walk in darkness practice hatred. And the Bible repeatedly talks about this truth and emphasizes it. When Christ was born, I want to read this to you. It says, the day spring on high visited the world. Day spring means sunrise. The birth of Christ was the beginning of a new day for mankind. As he lived before men, taught them and ministered to them, he spread the light of life and love. The people who sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region in shadow of death, light has sprung up. That's Matthew 4:16. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And so think about this, that this love is a love that pushes the darkness away and brings light and hope to people, because there's an old song. Maybe y'all know the song, Love Lifted Me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Well, that's what Jesus did, right? He brought love, and he puts love in our hearts, and we're to love each other and care for each other. I mean, there's like two or three categories of what's always on TV. Probably the number one is what? It's always about love. Songs and then the other stuff is what? Good against evil, right? And so where's all that come from? Why are those themes always around? Because we know those things are true, right? And it's in the Bible, and it talks about these battles. And even sometimes, you know, even when you're not doing right, or even before you're saved, you still want to see the good guy win, right? you always want to see the good guy win. At least I thought most people do. Maybe the people that are really evil want to see the bad guy win. I don't know. And kill the cop or kill all the people that's trying to lock him up or something. I don't know. But, I just always felt that way. I mean, and then there's the example of love. We'll look at verses 9 to 11. He says, "He who says he is in the light hates his brothers in darkness until now. And he who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he's going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes." So we see that this love is not only new in what it emphasizes, what it focuses on. It's not only new in the example of Jesus Christ, but it's new in experience. In other words, Christians walk in the light and fellowship with God. And because we do, we have fellowship with each other, right? And there's a sweetness. We had a group of people over at the house the other night. We got a little small group. We get together on Thursdays, and we go to a guy's house not too far from here. Dale that comes with me. And we had a little fellowship at the house, and I just said, you know, I always hate to leave those things and have to go back to the real world. I like hanging out with my Christian friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, because I love them. But then there comes a time when you got to go back to where you were at, and you can't do that anymore. You got to go back to the real world, right? You got to go home and go to bed and get up next morning and go back to work and do all those things. But one day in heaven, that will be forever. We'll be fellowshiping with each other and worshiping and fellowshiping with God. And so we can love each other. But look what he says. The one who says he's in the light, there it is again, that says he's in the light, and hates his brothers in darkness until now. In other words, this guy's another liar. He's not really truly a Christian. If he says he's in the light and hates his brother, I mean, yeah, as Christians, we can kind of hate people for a while, but if we're really truly Christians, we can't continue to live that way. I told y'all that story about the guy behind me the last time I was here. That for years, I just kept trying to forgive him. He did something wrong, and then I responded wrongly, and then I kept trying to forgive him every time I'd think about him, no matter what I did. The hair stand up on the back of my neck. And I just get aggravated, you know. And then one day God says, "Son, if you want to go do ministry for me, you got to walk over there and knock on his door and ask him to forgive you." And I said, "Okay." And it was one of the hardest things I've ever done. But I went and did it. And he said, "Well, I wish you'd have wanted to come over or not." And I said, "Well, why didn't you?" I said, "You did wrong, and I responded wrong. And I said, you know, it's done with now. I'm sorry. I forgive you. But you know what? That doesn't mean I have to keep hanging out with him, right?" Because his life still kind of was, he's still a shaky guy. I just don't understand people like that. He's one of those if we say. He always looked good on the outside, but even his neighbors used to say things about him about, well, I don't know about that guy. But I just had to go forgive him. You know? And it was hard, but I did it. So we've got, the Christian life's got two relationships. One towards God, that's vertical, and then horizontal. Kind of looks like a cross, doesn't it? When you get this right, these will be right. You can never be wrong in this area and be right with him.
Amen.
You remember what that verse says? I can't remember where it's at. I think it's Matthew 5, and it talks about where if you got something against your brother, go and get right with him before you bring your gifts to the altar, or before you have fellowship. You know, it talks about that when you do the Lord's Supper. Go get right with people, right? You got to get right with people before you can be back in fellowship with God. And so there's no book in the Bible that illustrates the blinding power of hatred like the book of Esther. You know that guy Haman? He wanted the Jews dead so bad and ended up killing him, right? And that's what hatred does. It kills you. Kills me. You know, what was that little ditty? I can't remember how it goes, but when you quit hating somebody, you set a prisoner free, and the prisoner you set free is me. Because most of the time we hating somebody or disliking somebody, mad with somebody, and you know what? Hell, they're like, who cares? Whoop-de-doo. That's your problem, Bubba. For most of the time, they don't even know we mad with them, right? They don't even know we mad with them. So, the believer who can love all the person who can love all believers under any circumstances is a person who walks or lives in the light because he's in fellowship with God. And he can fellowship with any Christian anywhere. He may not agree with every Christian, but he fellowships with him nevertheless. You know, sometimes people say to Christians and they believe all kinds of crazy things that are really things that are salvation issues. And we have to separate from them. But if they believe stuff that's not a salvation issue, when I talk about salvation issue, I'm talking about Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and salvation is by grace through faith and Christ alone, and I thank the alone, and that's the only way, right? It's not of works, right? Christ was born of a virgin. The scripture is God's word. We believe that. If you can't believe in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, you may as well throw the rest of the Bible away. And some people will say, well, you know, that's poet. That's poetry. That's not really historical. God said it was. You know? That he died literally, physically, on the cross. He was buried. He rose again the third day. That's the gospel. That he's coming again one day, literally, bodily, to get us. Salvation. Those are the main issues. Those things. You know, people want to talk about, well, I'm a millennialist, or I'm a post-millennialist, or a dispensationalist, or I believe this, or I believe that, or I believe in tongues, or I don't believe in tongues, or whatever it is. Okay, that's fine. We can agree to disagree, whatever it is. But on those other things, we got to separate. Because you're not really a true Christian if you don't believe those other things. But the rest of it, we love our brothers and sisters where they're at, right? Listen to what he says. He says, a man who hates is like a man wandering aimlessly in the dark. He faces potentially grave dangers. The Bible talks about the things that we're supposed to do for one another. We're to wash one another's feet, John 13:14. Prefer one another, put one before the other, Romans 12:10. Be of the same mind one to another, Romans 12:16. Don't judge one another, Romans 14:13. Receive one another, Romans 15:14. Build up one another, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Bear one another's burdens. Confess your faults to one another. Use hospitality to one another. That's what we're supposed to do. But when we practice Christian love, we'll be living in the light. We'll be living in fellowship with God and our Christian brothers. Secondly, we won't become stumbling blocks to other people. And thirdly, we'll grow spiritually and progress towards Christ's likeness. You know, so many times when we don't love people and we hold all these things in our hearts, it keeps us from having the joy and the peace and the abundant life that God wants us to have. Do you know that? When we hold all that stuff in, when we don't let it go and give it to God, you know, I mean, no matter what it is, guys, I don't know where you've been, what's going on in your life, but anything that you've got in your life, no matter who did it to you or what you did, you can Trust Christ and ask Him to forgive you if you did stuff. And you could ask Him to forgive those other people and help you forgive them if they did it to you. And maybe God will give you an opportunity to love that person, you know. I mean, that's what blows people's minds, is when you love people no matter what they've done to you. You know that guy I was talking about that, you know, he's cursing me and I just had to walk off that day? It was a couple of them guys I worked with, you know, and I just began to pray for those guys. I began to pray for them, and at first it was just like, you know, I'm praying, but I don't mean this, you know. But you got to keep on praying. You got to keep on asking God to help you. And for long, I got to the place where I could pray for those guys, and I felt sorry for them. Why? Because of where they were at in their life. They were not Christians. They were living for the world. They were not doing right things. And I could speak to them and I could nod to them. And even though I didn't like what they did, I could still be friendly to them and pray for them and just, you know, and people, you know, they don't, that blows their mind, you know. I mean, I think about when I went to that one building, I think I told y'all this before, that the guy, you know, he said, "Are you really a Christian?" And I said, "Yeah, I am." He said, "Man, I see people trying to get to you. They're trying to just chew on you and gnaw on you and make you mad. And you stop and let them say what they want to say. And then when they get through, you just kind of go on about your business, what you were saying." And he said, "I see smoke coming out their ears, you know. They get mad. They don't know what to do with you." And before it was over with, when they realized that they couldn't get to me, they began to be friendly to me. Open up to me, talk to me, share with me. I don't know if I ever made a difference in any of those lives. That one boy that asked me that question, I took him in the back, explained the plan of salvation to him, and thought I led him to Christ. I don't know if he really truly trusted Christ that day or not, but I told him. You know, and that's the way it is, guys. That's the first step. We got to trust Christ. Jesus died for your sins, my sins, the sins of the whole world. He was buried, and He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. That's 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and 4. That's the gospel. That's what Paul says. That's the gospel. That's the good news, that Jesus died in our place. He died for our sins. And the good news is that if we ask God to forgive us and save us, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, that means with everything in us, we truly understand the truth that Jesus is God and He died in our place and He died for our sins and we ask Him to forgive us and save us and change us, then we can become His child, right? We confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts that Jesus is God and He's been raised from the grave. That's salvation, guys. And the Bible says, whoever calls on His name shall be saved. It could be just simply something in your mind, "Oh God, that's me, I need You. I need Christ, I believe that." That's what I said one day in church, and the Lord saved me. Preacher said, "Man, this is where you at, and this is the things you're doing." And I said, "Oh God, that's me. I just, oh boy." And God came in my life, and I began to change. It wasn't because I was trying all these programs and doing all these things, but it was because God began a new work in me. He made me a new creation. And He can do the same thing for you. You can lay down all that bitterness. You can lay down all that hatred. You can lay down all that unforgiveness or whatever it is that's in your life and leave it at the cross and say, "Oh God, I'm a sinner. Save me." And take Him at His word. That's what we call faith, right? God said it and I believe it. Jesus said, "Unless you believe I am He, you shall likewise perish in your sins." You know, He said right after John 3:16, He says, "Whoever believes in Him is not condemned." But He says right after that, He says, "But whoever does not believe is condemned already because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Because their deeds were evil and they loved the darkness rather than the light." So if you love the darkness more than the light and you got a sin that you're hanging on to and you don't want to give up, then you may not come to Christ. Because you love that sin more than you love God. That's the same kind of love that Jesus had for us. We had that same kind of love for that sin. But you got to be willing to give it up and say, "Oh God, just save me, change me." And you know what? He'll take that sin out of your life. He'll help you get rid of it. It may be a struggle the rest of your life, but he can give you the power to overcome whatever it is that's in your life. And be that new creation. Be that new man. Be the one that God has changed from the inside out. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you for these men. We thank you for their service and what they have done to help us stay free. And Lord, all the things that's been in their lives, Lord, we just lift each and every one up. Lord, we pray that you'd heal hearts and minds and bodies and strengthen them. And Lord, if there's one here that doesn't know you today, they would just cry out and say, oh Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Save me. And they would take you at your word and ask for that forgiveness and be forgiven and become your child tonight. And for those of the ones that are here already tonight, and I don't know who all, I know some of them that already know you, Lord, that they would just be thankful for who you are and what you've done and how you've worked in their lives and delivered them from some of the things that have been in their lives and helped them to go past some things, Lord. Continue to strengthen them and guide them and lead them and be with them and just become the man that you want them to be, Lord. And we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, I'm Marty McKenzie with His Love Ministries. Please help us reach out to those the world has forgotten. Everyone we minister to is locked up in some way, shape, or form. Those in the nursing home facilities are locked up in bodies that do not work, in a wheelchair, and a bed. We minister to children and youth who are locked up because of behavioral problems. Some have told us we want to have a real family because their parents have lost or given up custody of them. Other kids are locked up because they've committed crimes. We also minister to those locked up at the jails and the prisons, to those locked up in addiction, to drugs, alcohol, depression, and suicidal thoughts, to those locked up in a variety of other things that keep them from becoming who Jesus wants them to be. He came to give us abundant life, joy, and set us free, and these people that we minister to are not free. Our desire is to show them, whatever their background, no matter what they've done, to see how much God loves them. We seek to help them receive forgiveness and freedom from their sin in Jesus Christ. We minister in the local area of Savannah, Georgia, and surrounding Effingham and Chatham area. We have recently expanded our ministry to the Lexington, Columbia, South Carolina area. We do over 2,000 services every year. We hope and pray that you will support us in some way that so we can continue our mission. Go to hisloveministries.net and click on the Donate Now button or send it via regular mail to Post Office Box 1881, Lexington, South Carolina 29071. We hope and pray that you will do that. Thank you and God bless you. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. John 8:32.